My guest at this time is Miki Addison. She is the director of Urban Family Talk, which is a division of the American Family Association. The transgender debate has played out in a number of different ways and locations around the country, both in terms of letting self-described transgender students play sports opposite of their biological gender, as well as allowing them access to restrooms of the opposite biological gender. And that is the issue now playing out in one of the largest school districts in the country, just outside Washington, D.C., in Fairfax County, Virginia. And Miki, thank you very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
What exactly is Fairfax County discussing and debating?
So it appears that the Fairfax County School Board is going to have a couple meetings where they're going to be discussing whether or not the school should basically experiment with mixed-gendered bathrooms in order to accommodate not only transgender students, but teachers as well. And so this decision would affect from preschoolers right on up to senior year, kids that they're at during their formative years, being exposed to what would be considered an alternative way of expressing yourself.
And why are they looking at this now?
I don't know why. I don't know why we're at this juncture. When you talk about what's happening with our schools, it has always been my understanding that, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic, that's what we're supposed to be teaching our children in school, not shaping their worldview, not affecting their moral convictions, not infringing upon the rights of parents to have their kids publicly educated, or should I say indoctrinated, which is what this is. At this juncture, I really think it has a lot to do with maybe what's kind of on the horizon for the homosexual agenda, for the homosexual movement.
We're talking with Miki Addison. She's director of Urban Family Talk, which is part of the American Family Association. And Miki, the entire concept is obviously disturbing to some parents. And one of the provisions that's getting a lot of attention is the fact that not only would this program, if it's approved by the school board, allow students to use whatever bathroom they identify with in terms of that gender, but parents who disapprove of this decision, if it goes through, would not have the option to remove their kids from that sort of policy at their various school. There would be no special accommodations for students who don't want to be in the restroom with the people of the opposite biological gender. So what do you make of that addition to this proposal?
Yeah, this quote-unquote no opt-out clause is incredibly disturbing. Here's the bottom line, and here's the question. Do parents have the right to train their children? Do parents have the right to impart to their children their convictions? Do public schools, public teaching institutions, have the right to usurp authority of parents and teach children things that would go counter to that household's convictions? Do they have the right to do that? And I think wherever you fall on the transgender or homosexual debate, it doesn't really matter. The question is, do public school systems have the right to usurp a parent's authority and teach that child something that is counter to their genuinely held convictions that emanate, that come from their homes? And the clear answer, the obvious answer, is no, they do not.
There are two scheduled comment sessions for this. One was Thursday night, and the next will be on May 7th. This is, like I said, one of the biggest school districts in the country, about 180,000 students just in this one district. From what you're hearing, Miki, how are parents reacting to this? It's not the most conservative part of the country, certainly, Fairfax County, Virginia. But are you hearing a lot of concern, or are you not hearing a lot of concern?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. It may not be the most conservative area in the country, but when you start infringing on the rights of parents, of course there's going to be outrage. Because here's what parents know. Maybe one day you're pushing something that I agree with. But as a parent, I'm looking down the line and I'm saying, well, could this turn into maybe one day that you're pushing something I disagree with? So this is startling. And again, as I said, no matter what side of the debate you fall on, no matter where you are in this argument, you know, a parent is concerned, a parent is outraged when they feel like you are trying to take from them their very basic ability to parent, to instruct, and to train their children. This is startling, and it should be startling to all parents everywhere.
What could be a deeper impact, if there is one? Maybe there's not. But in terms of allowing this policy to move forward, do you feel like there could be a slippery slope towards something else?
Well, absolutely. And as I just said, when you start to talk about infringing upon the rights of parents and usurping a parent's authority to shape their child, they're given to us, these are our children, when you start talking about that, you're very obviously on a slippery slope, because the question then becomes, one day it's something I don't approve of, or one day it's something I approve of. What happens when you disapprove? You know, and so for people who feel like, oh, this is no big deal, the question is, well, exactly when will it become a big deal? When it's something that you don't like? When it's something that is not part of your core conviction? The bottom line is this. The bottom line is this. I'm a mom of four kids, four little children, right? And when I drop my kids off at school in the morning, I expect them to be smarter. I expect them to come home reciting their times tables. I expect them to come home making their subjects and their verbs agree. I do not expect them to come home telling me about their teacher and or classmate who wants to use the men's bathroom because they decided they are not who they were originally created to be. That is not a discussion I want to be forced into having with my kid when I simply drop them off to learn how to add and subtract.
Two quick questions before we let you go. If, in fact, there are students who have this gender, I don't know if you use the word confusion, or transgender belief that they fit into that category, what is the right way for the school district to address them?
You know, that's a good question, and I think that that is a legitimate concern, and I think something like that has to be dealt with on a case-by-case basis with sensitivity to that child and sensitivity to that child's parents. But whatever sensitivity you extend to that child, whatever accommodations you make for that child, should be made for all children. And what is the very basic accommodation? That we understand and we respect you. So we've got to respect all children. And listen, and I want to say this, you know, and I hate to bring the discussion here. I know you said last question, but as an African American, so often when we get caught up in this discussion, we believe that we are talking about immutable characteristics. We are talking about the way a person was or was not born. What we are talking about here, bottom line, basic, can be debated all day, but the science shows we are not talking about immutable characteristics. We're talking about choice. And when we begin to allow choice and preference to trump immutability, then we have a problem. And not only do we have a slippery slope, but I would say we don't have a slope at all. We're just careening to destruction.
This is the last question, Miki. Obviously, if the board is taking this up, there's some sense on the board that it's something they might consider approving. Do you think the fact that it's gotten this far means it's likely a done deal, or if enough parents push back, it can be defeated?
You know what? I don't believe anything's ever a done deal until the deal is done. And I believe that parents who are outraged as I am, parents who can identify with this, should speak up. I'm not ready to say, you know, let's put the nail in the coffin for parental rights. No, you have a right to parent your child, and I'm not ready to give that up. I'm not ready to call the fight over because, listen, it'll happen in Fairfax County. It can happen in Lee County. It can happen wherever you are in your school if parents do not stand up for their very basic right. Can you believe we're having this conversation? I'm asking for the right to parent my child and to instruct my child according to my conviction. It's a ludicrous argument, and it's a ludicrous request. To me, it seems it should be a given.
Miki, we'll have to call time there. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Miki Addison is director of Urban Family Talk. That's a division of the American Family Association. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.